like a mother would. Fight back like a mother would. Well, today, the Lord Jesus Christ is saying it's time for us to fight back. It's time for us to put the devil and all his demons on notice. It's time for us to stand up and quit just rolling over and saying, well, I'm just so weak, brother. I just ain't got nothing. I just can't help myself. I fall into that. I just got to do what I got to do. You know, I'm weak. Pray for me, brother. I'm weak. How many of you know that the reason why you're weak is because we haven't put on the garment of praise? If we put on the garment of praise, we will get rid of the spirit of heaviness. Oh, the Lord wants to put on his garment for you this morning. He wants to cover you. How many of you know you're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ? When you give your life to Christ, you're no longer your same old person. You're not longer the same old man. You're no longer the same old woman. You're no longer that same old person. But you're a new creation, the Bible says, and a new creation in Christ. As for me and my house, I don't know about you, but I'm going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody ready to serve the Lord no matter what? Say no matter what. You see, no matter what comes up. I mean, how many of you know the water's coming up all around us? The water just happens to be coming up all around us. But no matter what, God's still good. Amen? There's been many of us in the last few, I'd say months even, there's been many of us that have been sitting in the seat of discouragement. There's been a lot of Christians that have been getting discouraged and dissatisfied and not in the place that God wants us to be. How many of you know he's got a better place for you than the seat of discouragement? We may have been in a low place, but I'm here to tell you this morning that it's God's trying to wake us up. He's trying to give you a breakthrough. He's trying to come after us and say, hey, guess what? I got something better in store. How many of you are ready for something better? Are we just in the right place? Hallelujah. One thing after another. Has it been, I mean, have anybody, is it just me? Or have you been getting attacked in like one thing after another? And it seems like sometimes you're not even finished with one thing and the second thing broke. Let me tell you how the devil works. This morning, I'm encouraged, and I've been going through some frustration and things breaking at my house here and there and there and here. And before you know it, I came in here this morning, hallelujah, praise the Lord, going to preach a good word of encouragement, trying to get people. And the first thing I did when I walked in the door this morning, they had an inch of water in the floor in there. I said, what? So I got out the little vacuum cleaner, shot back, and I started sucking up all the water. And Kevin Whitney came in early. And I said, hallelujah, they don't teach you this in preacher school, hallelujah. And we're sucking up the water. And then I tell Kevin, I said, be careful because this floor, it's really, really slippery. 2 seconds later, both of my feet came straight out from under me. Wha-bam, I hit the floor. How many of you know I'm a fat boy? Mike Morris told me he felt the ground shake at his house. He told me that it woke him up. He was sound asleep. Anyway. We got the floor cleaned, but God is still glorified. Amen? How many of you know God is glorified? Man, I looked up, I got up, and I told the devil, I said, you ain't got no authority here. I walked over and opened the door. In case you didn't know, Kevin was watching me. I had the door open, didn't I? I said, you got to go. Matter of fact, you get to go just like this water does. We're going to suck you up and throw you out. How many of you know it's time to get busy? It's time to tell the devil, you don't have it. You don't have it. Say, you don't have it. You don't have it because God has my soul. Amen. Jesus Christ died for my soul. He's got it. Are you worn out? Have things been not going your way? You know, have you ever found out you go outside and you got a flat tire? Come on, what's going on? Nothing seems to be working your way. Nothing's going as you planned. How many of you made some plans and it didn't go your way? Well, have you been in distress? Have you found yourself frustrated? Anybody ever get frustrated, or is it just me? You ever get frustrated and you're like, come on, what the heck? What is going on? Do you find yourself asking God this question? How long? Have you ever said that to God? Anybody here? Anybody? Come on, I'm going to keep you awake this morning. How long? Well, let's look at a mighty man of God, what he did. Let's look at a man after God's own heart. What did he do? Well, watch this. The book of Acts, chapter 13, 22, says it like this. I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. The Lord looked at David and he said, this is a man after my own heart that will do all of my will. Have you ever found yourself just not feeling like you made it? You just not feel like you're there? Anybody? You ever feel like you're just not there? You don't qualify? But I'm here to tell you, again, that's the lie of the devil. Because God died for you. And he came that you might have life. And he's called you. Do you know he's called you this morning? Look at some things David said. Watch this. Psalms chapter 13 in verse 1 through 4. The word says, how long, O Lord? Can you imagine David saying that, the man after God's own heart? How long will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall you take counsel in my soul? Shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrowed in my heart daily? Has it felt like it was just daily that you've been going, come on, come on, Lord, daily? How long will your mercy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord God. Enlighten my eyes. I must be doing something wrong. I must not be seeing things the way you want me to see them. Enlighten my eyes, Lord. Enlighten them, lest I sleep the sleep of death. I've heard people say, man, I might as well just die. Have you heard? Don't say it. Lest my enemy say I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Sometimes you just feel like, Lord, come on. How come all of these things are happening? All this stuff goes on in life and I don't see what you're doing. I'm wondering and I'm struggling and I'm just trying to figure things out and say, Lord, what's up? Why is all this happening, say to me? Oh, there we go, huh? Does any of this sound familiar to you? Does some of these words sound like the same words you may have said over the period of time? But let's read on, because the story of David doesn't stop there. How many of you know it don't stop there? Oh, no, it don't stop there. Neither does yours. There's about five people right now that the Lord says it's not stopping there. It's not stopping there. If that's you, raise your hand and say, that's me. It's not stopping there, but it's going to go. It's going to go on. It's going to continue. There's some folks in here that the Lord says, it's not the end. This is the beginning. It's not over yet. I got some stuff. Say stuff. I got some stuff for you. I got some things for you. You might be thinking, well, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just wondering when it's all going to end. Come on, come, Lord Jesus, come. If you'll just let me get through this one more day, Lord, I'm going to be all right. And the Lord says, get up. Come on, get up. The Lord's telling you this morning, it's time to get off of that defeatist mentality and into a victorious mentality. Do you know how blessed you are? Do you know how good God is? Do you know what he's brought you up out of? Do you know where he's got you right now? Do you know that the Lord God Almighty is here this morning and he's talking to you? Say me. Do you know that for sure? Say amen. Watch this. In the next verse, I love this. It says, but, say but. See, chapter 13, 5, it says, but. Just in case you didn't have some doubt, I'll just let you know. But, when the devil says you're going to lose, say, but, my God is greater. When the devil says you're not going to make it, say, but, my God is awesome. Do you know he's an awesome God? Do you know he's got a plan? But God has a plan. But I have trusted in your mercy, O God. Do you know it's not about you, but it's about his mercy? He brought us through some stuff. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. How many of you know it's about his salvation? He brought us up out of the miry clay. I will sing unto the Lord. I'm going to put on my garments of praise. And that's why we got to sing unto the Lord. There's so many folks that are so sad. It's amazing to me how sad some folks are. And it's because they are listening to the lie of the devil that says life sucks. No, it don't. It's great. Life is good. How many of you know life is good? Have you had some sucky times in life? Absolutely. But God is good. and he's bringing you through the stuff. He's bringing you through the stuff to give you a testimony, and he's giving you an opportunity to witness to other folks that are going. How many of you know some folks that are going through worse things that you're going through? Hallelujah. Do you know a few people that's going through a few things that's worse than yours? Do you know some folks that you're saying, boy, I'm glad I'm not them? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? The Lord's given you strength so that you'll have the strength to pray for them and encourage them. Because, watch this, he deals bountifully with me. Can you say bountifully? Do you know you have the abundance of God in your life? Do you know that no matter how depressed, frustrated, wounded, going through same old problems, you still have an abundance of life? You are living an abounding life. There's a bountiful harvest for you awaiting your asking, go and get it. Say, go get it. I love to tell people that when they say, well, I just don't, I can't find work. I just have to take these drugs. I need to drink. I need to do. Man, quit all that excuses. Say, let's go get what God has for us. I'm going to take back what the enemy stole from me. Has he stole some stuff from you? I don't know about you, but I know the devil tries his hardest to steal, kill, and destroy. And I'm going to go back and take what the Lord has for me. Amen? How many of you know he's got things for you? All things work together for good for those who love Christ Jesus. With all our whimpering, we have to realize that we have an abounding life. We are truly blessed. We are absolutely blessed. How many of you know that there is a blessed assurance that Jesus is mine? Is he yours? Do you know Jesus is yours? Oh, say, Jesus, you're mine. He has given his spirit to each and every one of us if we've asked for it. Too many people are just running around making noise. Quit making noise and start talking to Jesus. He's looking for a relationship with you. 1 Corinthians 10 and 11 says it like this. This was after he talked about all these old people in the Old Testament and all the things Moses and all of them went through, all of these things. Watch this. Now, all these things happen to them as an example, and they are written for your, for our admiration. God wants us to understand that he's given us the whole Bible to understand that people have been through the same thing that you've been through, same kind of things. Jesus has been through the same things we've been through, but yet he was without sin, but we did. But thank Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Watch this. Upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Do you know it's the end times? Anybody don't know it's the end times? In case you haven't noticed it, I'll just tell you, we're closer. This is such a genius statement. I love this. We're closer now than we've ever been. Boy, is that ever a bright guy. Watch this. Therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed. Listen up, take heed. That means pay attention. If you're thinking you're good, pay attention, take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. Oh, well, I'm just going through all it. It's common to man. But if you knew, how many of you know it's common to man? How many of you all have had a flat tire? How about this? How many of you have never had a flat tire? Okay, let me take you. For those of y'all that are not close on the front row. Everybody's had flat tires. I don't know if everybody's run out of gas, but I have. How many of you ever not, what? Anybody not have an argument? Has anybody ever not offended somebody? Has anybody not been offended? So when all of these things happen, it's common to man. These things happen to us. Everyone. I don't know if you've ever slipped on the floor, but I did this morning. Have you slipped on the floor? Have you ever slipped and fall? First thing you do is look around and see if anybody saw you. What's amazing to me is after that, people always say, man, I slipped and fell. If it was so important that you looked around, why did you tell everybody after you did it? Just trying to figure that out. Therefore, him take heed lest he fall. There's no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful. Amen. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Sometimes I just wish some scriptures wasn't in there. This is one of those that you just like, really? That, excuse me. Hang on just a second. I've been talking too much. I'm sorry. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape. Now, I'm mad because I wish that we wouldn't have to be tempted that much. It's like sometimes we get tempted more than we think we are able to take. But how many of you know God is faithful? He's there, and he's going to make a way of escape. Say a way of escape. How many of you know when you start saying, I just can't because I... How many of you know God has made a way, but it's up to us, say me, to find that way. It's up to me to seek God's face. It's up to me to pray and say, God, help me. And you say, God, help me? How many of you know we all need the Holy Spirit? The Lord sent us the Holy Spirit so that we could have a helper. I got a kick out of this. I heard this from a preacher this week. You know, sometimes, you know, people get nervous when you start talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit stuff, and they start getting, they're fixing to jump the pews, Ethel, let's go. But I'm here to tell you, it's like, you know what? The word of God tells us to eagerly desire spiritually gifts. And if the Bible tells us that, and Jesus had the Holy Spirit anoint him, why? Say why. Why would we not want it? Why would we not want it? Well, I don't want to go crazy and start doing something. I don't want to get crazy. Well, I don't care if I'm crazy. They think you're crazy anyway, so you might as well get the Spirit and, you know, just let it go. Don't worry about what other people think. There's so many folks this morning that during the praise and the worship, I guess you've seen me over here kind of twirling a little bit. He's turned me. And there's so many of y'all wanted to do that, but you're so scared you won't do it. You're just saying, I wish I could do that. I'm just not going to do it because Ethel says, where you going, Phil? Feel with that Spirit now? Oh, boy, I'm here to tell you. Let it go. Thank you. Let it go. Quit trying to be so prideful. I ain't going to do that in front of all these people. They'll think I'm crazy. Okay. I had a fella a long time ago ask me, why you go crazy? I said, I don't know about it. I can't tell you why. All I can tell you is I love Jesus so much and I want to let him know it. I want him to, I don't care what somebody else might say. I'm looking right into the throne room of God when I'm praising and lifting up his name. And I tell you what I see. I see my father look. How many of you ever watch your kid, your son, your daughter, playing and having a good time? Does it put a smile on your face? Well, I'm here to tell you, when I worship the Lord in truth and in spirit, I'm not trying to put on a show for anybody here. I'm putting on a show for my Father in heaven saying, Lord, I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I'm ready to put on my garments of praise. I'm putting on my garments of praise because you've taken away the spirit of heaviness. And I'm going to put on my garments of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to encourage you to step into some freedom in Jesus. Step into some freedom of the Spirit. And allow the Holy Spirit to talk to your heart and mind and quit looking around and worried about what everybody else is doing. And you just look to the Father in heaven and see if you can see him smiling at you. And if you can see him smiling at you, whether you're doing this or whether you're doing this, it doesn't matter to me. You see, because I'm not watching you. I'm giving my glory to Jesus. I'm giving it all to Jesus. How many of you know he's worthy? He's so worthy. Watch this. He made a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. Watch this. Paul tells the Corinthians, you got this. In case you didn't know it, Paul tells the Corinthians, you got this through Jesus Christ. Do you feel like sometimes you don't have it? But Paul's telling the Corinthians, through Jesus Christ, you got this. How many of you got this? It's going to be a great day for you if you realize that you got it in Jesus. Now back to the King David. David knew how to fight a good fight. David knew that he was, did you know that David was brought low sometimes? I mean, have you ever read the scriptures? Have you read the book of Psalms? Then in the process of life, things happen. Of course, he was brought low. But just like the Lord installed something new inside of David, the Lord installed something new. Say new. The Lord installed something new into David as he gave God glory. I'm here to tell you this morning, there's about a dozen of you right here, right now, that God's telling me that he's ready to install something new, new in your spirit. There's a new rave. There's a new revival coming for your spirit. If that's you, raise your hand real high. Say, Lord, it's me. Lord, it's me. Revive my heart. Revive my spirit right now, Lord. There's a revival coming, and I'm here to tell you, you're looking for it to come from the outside. You're looking for it to come from an outward source, and the Lord says, it's not about an outward source. It's about an inward source. It's called the Holy Spirit. Well, allow the Holy Spirit to come in and strengthen you. Oh, mothers, the Lord wants to talk to you this morning and say, yes, I'm here for you this day. I'm here for you this day. Don't look around. Don't try to figure things out, but trust me and have that relationship. I'm ready to install a fresh anointing into you, mothers. I'm ready to install a fresh anointing into you. People of God, today, if you don't have the relationship with Jesus, if you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, today, don't miss out on it. Don't walk out of this building today not having the Holy Spirit inside of your heart, mind, and soul, that you might have the power to overcome, the ability to hear. What's your name back there? Jeremy. Jeremy, you got your app, don't you? You want to turn off these two front air conditioners for me? Got people in the front row going, they're freezing. If you're hot, just allow yourself to be blessed. Anyway, where was I? Don't fight back. Don't fight against the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to do a mighty work in your life. If you will confess, this is what the scripture says. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9 to 13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Spirit says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, for the same Lord is Lord over all the rich, and they will call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How many of you are ready for that? I mean, you may have already given your life to Christ, but how many of you know he's ready for a new relationship with you, a revived relationship with you, a restirring of the old man, a restirring of the new man that's inside of that old man? How many of you know it's time for us to put off that old man and pick up the new man of Jesus? Let's see how David fought back from discouragement. David and his mighty men just came back from a battle. And it was disaster happened to their homes. It was burnt. Their homes were burnt. They'd taken all of their families captive. And there was many of them were whining and crying. And how many of you know that no matter what we go through, it doesn't compare to coming back from a place, seeing your house burnt down and all your family stole it. How many of you know God's merciful? Well, the enemy is trying his hardest to destroy somebody's life here. But if you give your life to Christ, if you will walk away from all of that stuff, God's got something better for you. So what did David do? Watch what the scriptures say. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and 6. Now David was greatly, he was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because their souls of all the people were grieved. Have you ever been so frustrated and not things going right that you have grieved in your spirit, that you got just like way down low and some problems in your life? Every man and their son and their daughters. But David, there's that but again, in case you didn't. I liked all the buts in the Bible. The but, say but. But David, excuse me. David strengthened himself in the Lord God, in the Lord his God. How many of you know sometimes you get a little down, a little depressed, a little frustrated, a little discouraged, a little problems in your life? How many of you know that's when it's time for us, say us, me, It's time for me to stir myself up in the Lord, strengthen myself in the Lord. How many of you know there's a lot of people waiting for somebody else to strengthen? Well, if they just call me up to the front and anoint me with Earl and tell Earl to get all over me and, oh, please shake my head 4 or 5 times, then everything's going to be different. How many of you know it's time for us to quit running around looking for an outward source, but go right to the throne room of God, to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and saying, God, I need some help. Allow the Spirit of God to come in. Go right to the throne of God and ask for help, just like David did. He strengthened himself. The problem with many of people is they don't want strength to strengthen themselves. They want you to strengthen them. Come over here and shake my head a few times, Pastor. Come over here and pray for me. I need some prayer. You know what? Yes, you do. And I agree with you, and we will pray for you. But I'm telling you, it's time for us, say me, to strengthen myself in the Lord. Oh, come on. Yeah, come on, Miss Glory. Tell them, we got to grow up. How many of you know it's time for us to grow up?
Oh, I just can't do it. I'm just so weak. I just can't do nothing.
It's time for us to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Are you ready to get some strength? Then start singing some praise and glory. I will put on my garments of praise. I feel silly. I feel so silly. But I'm going to do it anyway because your word tells me to praise the Lord anyway. Make up a new song. You ever heard that one? Anybody ever heard that one I just sung? No, you didn't because I just made it up. Who here needs some strength? I just want to know. Who in here needs a little strength? All right, stand on your feet. All right, sometimes people like, oh, come on, get up. It won't take you long. I know you've been standing all morning, but now you're going to be able to sit right back down. It ain't going to be long. Take your right hand. In case you like to be anointed and you want your head shook, put your hand like that. You can shake your head like that and say, come on, wake up. Be strengthened in the Lord. Amen. All right, sit down. Y'all a bunch of crazy folks. You need some strength? I hope you just got it. Because if you didn't, you got to do it more. You got to go get it. Say, go get it. You got to go get it. You got to strengthen yourself in the Lord. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Now, watch this. Revelations chapter 2, verse 10 says it like this. Do not fear any of those things which are about, you're about to suffer. What? What did that word scripture just say? Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Wait a minute. That's still, how many of you know you're still going to have some things come up in your life? Don't worry about it. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison. What? Wait a minute. This doesn't sound good. That you might be tested. Oh, how many of you know? Sometimes we get tested. Oh, but with the way of temptation comes, God has made a way of, come on, so y'all heard it earlier, right? Escape. You know how many of you know he says with the way of temptation, he will also make a way of escape? Okay, some of you are going to be tested. For there we'll have tribulation 10 days. Man, this does not sound good, Brother Tyron. You got to get back on some good stuff. But be faithful unto death, and I will give you what? The crown of glory, the crown of life. Watch this. He who has an ear, what the Spirit is saying to the, who's the church? Who's the church? Who's the church? You the church? Anybody the church? Anybody not the church? I mean, I guess I shouldn't have. We're the church. So if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the me. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ has sent the Holy Spirit here, right here in this building today, to open up his wings, his motherly wings of protection over us, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to let you know that he is with you wherever you go. He's not going to leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. He's ready to strengthen you and give you the power of the blood of Jesus to overcome the power of the enemy. How many of you guys know that the enemy does have power? And if you give it to him, he will take it. If you give the devil his due, how many of you know he's going to take and convince you that you're right? He's going to convince you that you're right. I'm right. I can do what I want. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial, says the word. How many of you know you can do whatever you think is right? But it leads to death, by the way, in case you didn't read the rest of the scripture. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end leads to death. Fight back. Realize that God is here for you this morning. He wants to encourage you. He wants to encourage you. Can we just say, Lord, help me? Can you say, come, Holy Spirit? You see, because when you're living in victory, when you're living in the presence of God, you're not worried about when the end time is. You're not trying to figure out, well, who's going to be president next. I'm going to vote, and I don't care. Whatever God does, he does. Amen? How many of you know he's already got the president picked out, in case you didn't know? Oh, well, I don't know about that, brother. Okay, well, in case you didn't know, God's in control. He owns everything. How many of you know he owns everything, and he's in control? Man, it's amazing how many people have opinions about all this stuff. And everybody's saying what they're thinking, and they're offending each other, and oh, all up in the air, worried and fretting. I don't know about you, but you remember about 10 years ago, I heard this about the waters drying up in all of the reservoirs under the America. You heard that? Anybody ever heard that? How many of you know they filled up now? People were worried and fretting and worried and oh, and God had it under control the whole time. He knows exactly where we are and what's going on. David, watch this. 1 Samuel 30, chapter 7. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, and to Amalek, his son, please bring me the ephod here. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. What's the ephod talking about? This is when they got scared and they had to get in touch with God. How many of you got to the throne room of God? How many of you went and actually got on your knees ever and said, okay, God, now I'm serious. and you thought that just because you got on your knees, he was going to listen harder. But I'm here to tell you that sometimes we have to get on our knees. Sometimes we have to get before the throne of God and really. Have you ever really prayed? I mean, not now and lay me down to sleep or our Father who art in heaven. Those are great prayers, but I'm here to tell you, how many of you just said, God, help? And a lot of us said, what are you doing? And he said, not me, it's you. We're not doing it. Well, I'm here to tell you that God wants us to pursue him. He said, bring me the ephod here. And Abner brought the ephod to David, and he went to his prayer room until he had a breakthrough. Say breakthrough. So David inquired of the Lord. That's what it's talking about. It's about really getting serious with God. Sometimes we pray, but we don't pray. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes we just say, you know, Lord, I sure would like this, Lord. I need you to do that for me. That's not praying. Getting before the Lord and really crying out to him. Right here is where David was totally praying before the Lord. Shall I pursue? Listen to what he said. David inquired the Lord, saying, shall I pursue and go after these troops that come and burnt our houses and stole and captive our families? Shall I overtake them? How many of you ever asked, Lord, what do you want me to do? And he answered and said, pursue. And this is what the word of the Lord is for you. And every one of us in this room, but especially for the mothers here this morning, the Lord's saying, pursue. Go get it. Get up. Go after it. Pursue it. And you shall overtake them. And without fail, you will recover all. How many of you ready to start recovering all of it? Oh, you just been, you know, sometimes we've just been satisfied with getting a little bits. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And yes, we should have a thankful heart, but I'm here to tell you, the Lord says he's here to recover all. He's here for you to recover all that the enemy stole from you. How many of you know he stole some stuff from you? Say amen. Or oh me. We've got to pursue after it. For we shall surely overtake them. I'm finished, but there's a few things I need to tell you. Anybody ever see the Avengers yet? I went and seen it the other day. I brought my wife. I said, let me take her out first time. Took her out for a long time. I said, we weren't going to be able to chance to have a Mother's Day today, but we're going to have a Mother's Day Friday. So I brought her out, and we watched a movie. It's called Avengers. Well, I ain't going to tell you anything about the movie except for the very end. I'm going to spoil the whole thing. No, I'm not. I just want to tell you one thing that blew my mind. If you don't know these characters, you don't know what I'm fixing to say anyway, but the name was Doctor Strange. And he talked to Iron Man. And he says, you got 1 in 14 million chances to get this right. 1 in 14 million chances. That's as much as I want to talk to you about the movie, because now I'm going to change it around to Jesus Christ today. Jesus Christ said to you, you got 1, and there's about 7.7 billion people on the planet Earth. You've got 1 in 7.7 billion chances today to get off the train of watching and following everybody else. You got 1 chance, and you know what it is? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is here this morning. He's your one shot. The Bible says there's only one way to heaven. One way. You know, there's a new rave and there's a new stirring a lot of Christians today, which is really sad when they call themselves Christians and they make this statement saying, well, you know, you just go to any church, it'd be all right. I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of churches out there that don't preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So you better find a church that says Jesus Christ has been crucified. He raised from the dead on the third day, and He lives forevermore. In case you didn't know, Jesus is the only prophet of all of those, Buddha, Muhammad, and all them that rose from the dead. So if you keep all that stuff in your minds, it's called distraction. It's called distortion. And I'm here to tell you today that there's one way. There's one way to heaven, and His name is Jesus Christ. Either He is who He said He is, that's what He said He was in the Bible, the only way. He is who He says He is. He was who He said He was. He died and rose again. Or He's a lunatic. Because He said He was the Son of God. And that He came that we might have life and that we might have it abundantly. And He said there's only one way. So I don't know about you. But I believe the Bible to be true. I believe the Word of God to be the one and only true Scripture that gives us wisdom and guidance and understanding and counsel to give us direction to see which way to go. Well, there's a world out there that's stirring up a lot of stuff. And I'm here to tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I don't know about you, but I'm here to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm here to tell you that God is good. He's good all the time. I'm here to tell you that if you will put on your garments of praise and lift up the name of Jesus, you're going to get rid of that spirit of heaviness. You're going to get rid of all of that loneliness. You're going to get rid of all of that depression. Will you have some problems? Come on, somebody answer that for me. Somebody that knows that no matter what you do, you're going to have problems in life. Amen? You're going to have some issues. But Jesus Christ is Lord of all. According to the Scriptures, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. If that's you and you believe that God is your Savior, please stand to your feet. I want to pray for you right now. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Word, you heard me say it earlier, the Word says is that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart... Did you hear what I said? I said, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Too many of us have heard people confess with their mouth and not do what they've called themselves to do. And a lot of people say, oh, I'll go up there and let them anoint me and pray for me and shake my head and cry. I've even seen people cry, oh, Jesus, and weep and have an emotional decision. But it's not about an emotional decision. It's about a decision to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ for the rest of your life. And then to run the race to win the prize. And then to push back all of the cares and worries of this world and realize that God is here and He's real. If your God's real, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Father. We thank You for this day. We thank You that we can come into Your presence. Lord, we give You glory and honor and praise and strength and dominion in our lives, Lord. We thank You for the mothers. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Amen. I hate to tell you this, but it is Mother's Day, so would you please be seated real quick? We got one more little thing to take care of. We got a sister, Tolu. This young lady right here, she has a few things she'd like to say, and then we have, after she's finished speaking, if all the mothers would please stand, we have a little something we'd love to give you. Oh, wait.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really want to appreciate God for this privilege and for this grace. May his name be praised forever in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank Mommy, the mother of the house, Pastor's wife. I did something little this morning. I told Pastor, I said, I want to say something, but I want to come through Mommy. So when she came, I said, Mom, I have this. I don't know if I can have time. And she said, oh, sure. I said, no, we'll go together to go and see Pastor. And thank you very much, sir. So this morning, as a Mother's Day, I just felt in my heart to encourage us as a mother. Praise the Lord. Please, I will need a scripture. I'm not preaching. I want to add to what Pastor said. As a mother, that we are very, very viable instrument. Yes, even though we are weaker vessel, but we are strong. I heard one, I don't know what they call it, the X-ray or something. They said the womb in the womb of a woman is very, very light, very, very tiny, but is very strong. That little uterus that carry baby, that when you look at it, you see the baby is so transparent inside. But when you punch it, you discover that it's very, very strong. So please, I need the book of Proverbs chapter 31, verse 1. If you can go through it, just Proverbs chapter 31, verse 1. I'll be happy if you all can have it. Yes, sir. Okay, good. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. It's fortunate that we don't know the name of this woman. But the book of Proverbs chapter 31, everything inside is the word of King Lemuel. King spoke that word, but those words in Proverbs 31, his mother taught him. That is where you have virtuous woman. The description of virtuous woman. And there are so many instructions inside that Proverbs 31. Please, all of us as women, when we get home, let's read it. The Proverbs 31. See the life, see the lessons. God, through that woman, inspired on that son, King. And I see all of us here this morning as a mother of kings, a mother of queens. And I want us to pour that instruction onto our children because they are not just ordinary child, they are kings. They are queens. Inspire them the lessons of life. That woman taught this king the power to relate with women, the power to choose, the power to see beyond physical eyes, the power that the king should not spoil himself with wines so that the justice will not be perverted. She taught her son, which happened to be a king, to dispense justice. And you know what they said? Sometimes when the king is giving decree, you will see the effect of the king's mother behind that decree. If it's not king's mother, you will see the effect of his wife. in whatever justice the king wants to give. So please, this morning, very short, how are you nurturing that king in your hand? As a mother, Pastor said you have so much. You have so much you carry on your head. You have so much to carry in your heart. And that's why mother must be a woman of a very large heart. Very large. You don't give up on your son. Don't give up on your daughter.
That's right.
Don't give up. Don't say, Lord, I've been praying for 5 months. Keep praying. Don't say, I've been praying for 20 years. Stop praying. Don't stop praying. Please. Don't give up on that son. Don't give up on that child. He is a king in your hand. He is a queen in your hand. Anyone in your custody, anyone under your roof, you have not given birth to a child. Keep praying because you are going to give forth to a king. And when you bring forth that king, what instructions do you want to give unto him? How do you want that king to rule the world? How do you want that king to rule his kingdom? Please, the adage of elderly says, a little drop of water makes a mighty ocean. So please, I'm encouraging us. You have so much to do. You have so much to bear. Sometimes you have your own headache you are carrying. Your husband is coming home. He's giving you his own headache. You bear everything together. So please, the Lord will help all of us. Celebrate today. See it that God has placed you as a woman. See that virtue that you are so important in God's agenda in the life of every man. In the life of your son, you have a role to play. Play it well. Please don't give up. Go give a very good impact on your son, on your daughter. That impact will not go without bringing forth fruit. A woman, you're a medicine in your home. Proverbs 17:22 says, a merry heart is like a medicine. Hello? If the whole house is so tense and everybody is fighting, the moment a woman comes there and smiles, say, why are you fighting? Sit down. Both of you smile first. You see the tension comes down. You are a medicine in your home, in every man's life, in every woman's life. Please, today as a Mother's Day, celebrate this day with the virtue God has placed upon your life. And give that king and queen the instructions that they will never forget in their life. So that when they stand to give justice, they give a very good one. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Amen. Jesus loves you. And I love you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Almost finished. If our mothers would please stand, we have something we'd love to give you. And just bless you and let you know that we love you. If there's anything we can do as a church body for you, don't hold back. Just ask. Amen. How many of you know Jesus is good? He's good. He's good. He's good. So if you just, you know, if the mothers would stand, we're going to make sure we give you we got some flowers for you. Hallelujah. While they're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and just dismiss us in prayer. Father, we thank you again for another wonderful day. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of coming into your house. Lord, we thank you that we had the opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, in a world that's struggling. So, Father, we just surrender again afresh and anew. Lord, we ask you to stir our hearts and minds and souls. And we ask you to do a mighty work in our lives as we celebrate the mothers that you've given us. Bless them, encourage them, strengthen them, Lord. Let them get delivered, Lord, from all of their problems. Bless them in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. If you got your mama here, tell her Happy Mother's Day.